One thing that I don't really go into a massive amount of depth into in the Dial of Badass is the transition point between going from the stages of bantering, demonstrating high value, and ending up in the stage of qualifying. And the reason why I don't really go into that in too much detail is because it's a very minor shift, and it's so subtle, in fact, and so fast that it can be as quick as 20 seconds, 10 seconds, the entire stage of qualification. So it's best to think about going from bantering, you know, demonstrating high value, bantering, being playful, to being serious in a series of two stages. And the being serious part is the rapport part, which is after qualifying. And the bantering part, of course, is the demonstrating high value part. So as you remember probably from now or by now, you have the introduction stage, the demonstrating high value stage, and the qualifying stage of attraction. Those are the three stages of attraction. And once you get through the qualifying stage and you get past that, you enter into rapport, the first stage of rapport, which is called light rapport. But the thing that most people don't know is that qualification is kind of a mesh of the stage of attraction and the stage of rapport. It's sort of like a fade section where in the beginning of the qualifying stage, you're more banter-like and more playful. And at the end, you're pretty much serious. And you're transitioning from this sort of lighthearted, playful conversation over to a serious and you know, more emotionally based and sharing type of conversation, which is, you know, what we go through during rapport. So the question is, though, that I wanted to answer is, how do you transition from being playful and light to being serious and, you know, connecting without, you know, freaking people out or flipping all these strange, you know, emotional triggers or, you know, maybe showing her that, you know, making her feel like she can't trust you or something, you know, without tripping some alarm. And how do you do it congruently and, you know, in a smooth pattern? Well, the way that I typically do it is I think about it this way. I think about demonstrating high value as being playful and fun and bantering. So when I'm with a girl and I'm talking to her, I may be saying, oh, you're trouble. I can tell by looking at you that you're trouble, you know, and I'm using this negative body language, and pretty much all my body's turned away from her except my head. And then as she starts to face me with her body, I turn my shoulders toward her, and I'm still being playful with her, still being a little playful. And as soon as we get both of our shoulders facing each other, but my legs maybe aren't facing her yet, that's whenever I start the qualification process. So the first thing is to know when to start it. You start it whenever she's facing you with her shoulders, with her chest, and you're facing her with your chest, and she isn't turning away, right? You're the one who's turning away. You turn away every once in a while and come back. That's good use of negative body language. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be turning toward her and then turning away until whenever you turn away and you turn back, she still doesn't turn away, not once. That means that it's time to go into a qualifying stage. So what I usually do is I say sort of a phrase that if I'm using what's called the questions qualifier. Now, there are two major qualification styles or techniques that I teach in the Dial of Badass. One's called the questions qualifier, and one is called the self-fulfilling prophecy qualifier. The self-fulfilling prophecy qualifier is a little bit more advanced, so I'll go into the questions qualifier first. And essentially what I do is I have something that takes me from that lighthearted, sort of playful stage into asking a real serious question, which is what I have to ask for the questions qualifier. So I may be saying, oh, you're trouble, you know, get out of here, you're going to get me in trouble or whatever. Or I can see your little devil horns right above your halo or right below your halo. You know, you're not fooling anybody. You're not fooling me. You know, I told my friends I wouldn't go home with anyone tonight. You know, all these different banner lines, just being silly and being playful when she's laughing, right? Let it sort of drop for a second, like almost make an awkward silence, you know? And this is what I would do. I would pause and kind of laugh. And then I'd just maybe take one breath, just like breathe in once. And then I would say, you know, and I always start out with, you know. And I'd say, you know, there are a lot of girls in this bar and or wherever I am, if it was a coffee shop, a lot of girls in this coffee shop. Or if there are no girls, then I'd go, you know, I meet a lot of girls in my life, just in general. But for some reason, I'm having a really good time talking to you. You know, and I don't know why that is. I'm just kind of curious, though. What do you think are your three most positive dominant qualities? If you had to name your three most positive dominant qualities, what would number one be? And then this is exactly what I would do. So I would say, if you had to name your three most positive dominant qualities, what would number one be? Now, this is an interesting psychological twist and sort of a technique that a lot of people use to help make people sort of make decisions quickly and to interact quickly, put a lot of social pressure on an interaction. And what it does is that if she has any resistance at all, it's not going to build into or fall into this interaction. The reason why is because I'm not asking what her three most positive dominant qualities are. I'm asking her if she had to name her three most positive dominant qualities. Assuming she was forced to name them, what would number one be? I'm not asking for all three at once. I'm asking for number one, and then I'm doing this with my finger like this. And whenever I do this and you lean forward and you're waiting for her to respond, you can look at her or you can look kind of at an angle or away or whatever you want, and you just listen. And she'll name off number one. Now, if you don't do all these things, your chances of getting her to qualify herself drop drastically to very little. And the reason why is because it's easier for her to say no than it will be for her to say yes and continue. So you want to make it easier for her to continue than it is for her to say no. And the way that you do that is you put an immense amount of social pressure on her continuing and almost no social pressure on her canceling. So you don't even focus on her canceling at all. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to say the general phrase that I just said. You can reframe it however you want to, but the important parts are if you had to name the first is the transition from like playfulness to asking an actual question. And that is, one way I would say it is, you know, there's a lot of women here, or I meet a lot of women in my life, whatever. That automatically presupposes that a lot of women are attracted to me, by the way. So that's a really positive thing to say for you, that will get her more attracted and more curious. And it's sort of a last hurrah before you cap off the attraction and begin building rapport. So you're going to say something similar to that. If it's not that, something similar. Where you might say, oh, you know, there's a lot of people here. I meet a lot of women in my life, but I'm really having a good time here. This is really interesting. I'm here talking to you. You know, I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm talking to you. And I'm just curious what you think your three most positive dominant qualities are. So if you had to name your three most positive dominant qualities, like in the forefront of your personality, what would you say number one would be? Or what would number one be, right? And so those are the psychological triggers you're going to be using during the qualification process. There's so much psychology that goes behind this, and it's like a usage of 10 different psychological principles all in one statement. And the reason why it's so much wrapped into one statement is because it's a crucial, crucial moment. It's the crux. It's the pivot for you to go from being lighthearted and fun and having a good time to being more than just some dude she met. You know, you want to be the guy that she's like, oh my God, you know, you're really awesome. You know, you're so awesome. In fact, I want to know more about you. I want to hang out with you more. I want to see you again. And that happens because of rapport. You know, playfulness will get you so far. In fact, playfulness can get you a number, a phone number, but it won't make her pick up the phone or it won't make her text you back. I learned that the hard way. A lot of guys will learn that the hard way. You don't have to. Just know that you have to build rapport and you have to qualify her and go into that stage, that transition stage, in order to get to that point. So the reason why qualification is such a massive stage is because, though it's a very, very short stage, is because if you skip it, you do not get the opportunity to cap off the attraction, meaning the attraction keeps going up as you're building rapport, and then it starts to turn downward and it starts to fall, and you'll lose it if you don't do that. So she won't be as attracted as she needs to be. What she's doing is she's convincing you that she's worth liking when she names off her three most positive dominant qualities. So she'll say 1, 2, and 3, you know, feisty, I'm fun, and I am friendly, right? Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3. So you say, okay, you know, she says these three things, and she's really saying to you, I want you to like me because these are three things that I think I'm worthy of you liking me for. My three most positive qualities that I think you're going to be impressed the most about. Now, if you deny these three qualities and you say, oh, I don't really like those, whatever. You know, you say something random like that, something kind of rejection-like. Then she'll feel like her three most positive qualities that she has to offer, the only things that she has to offer, got rejected by you and that it's not good enough for you. So what will she do? She'll automatically smash this interaction terribly. She'll automatically start to just ruin it, self-sabotage everything. She'll leave. She'll start to, you know, test you a ton. It'll be really annoying. So what you want to do is you want to keep her from doing that, and you want to accept her instead, and that's a major part of this process. So that's basically the transition point. It can be 20 seconds. As soon as she answers those three questions and says the three things she feels that are, you know, her best qualities, it's your job to accept her and go, oh, awesome. That's sweet. You know? Cool. And then you go right into light rapport. Of course, you want to study light rapport in order to get to that point. That's when you get serious and you get real. But it's a nice transition, nice smooth transition from one point to another. So try it out and go ahead and comment below and tell me what you think. If you have any questions at all, please let me know that too. If you come to another point in the book where it's referencing the members area, watch another one of these members area videos, and I will elaborate immediately. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking it out. Look forward to seeing you in the next video, and I look forward to you finishing the Tao of Badass. Take care.